I mean, come on. That's an awesome question. Yeah? That's an awesome question. Is that not a good question? I mean, what better question could you ask if you don't want to waste your time and you don't want them to have their time wasted with you? What better question could you come up with? Get good at asking that question over and over. If I wake you up out of REM sleep at 3 p.m. and say, "What's the question?" You should pull them and say, "Oh, Scott, are you happy doing what you're doing, or are you looking for something?" You should have that memorized, just like bam. And he goes, because there's only two answers. I'm not looking for anything, or I'm looking for something. Right? Because he could have said, "You know what? Thanks for asking. I love what I do. This is amazing. I could never imagine doing anything different with my life than being the manager of Cracker Barrel. By the way, newsflash, code, that means I don't want to talk to you." Which is good for you, because it's better for you to know that up front than to go and then be told no. Right? Because that takes a lot of energy. So he gave me permission. And I said, "Great." And I said, "Here's what I'd like to do. You're on the clock right now. I have a tremendous amount of respect for you, and I don't want to disrespect you. How about this? If you'll give me your number and a good time to connect with you, I'll give you a call back." He gave me his number. More importantly, he was so excited by the invite. Believe it or not, that is an invite. I was able to ask him for more permission. I said, "What's the soonest you and I could meet where you're not on the clock and we could just have a nice conversation and get to know each other?" I didn't say longevity. I didn't say Dr. Wallach. I didn't say BTT. I didn't say 90 essential nutrients. I didn't say network marketing. I didn't say compensation plans. I didn't say get rich. I didn't say anything. It was just about him and me having a relationship. That's it. I invited him into a relationship with me. And you know what? I had no idea, none, that the night before or a couple days before, he had been praying for just the right person and something to cross his path, because he was sick and tired of being the store manager of Cracker Barrel for 20-some years. I had no idea. And he didn't have any idea that I was coming there, except we both believed. I believed that God was going to put just the right person in my path, and he believed that God was going to put just the right person in his path, and bam, we had a head-on collision. And isn't that neat when two people are prepared? That's what an opportunity is when you're prepared. Otherwise, you won't recognize it. So we met. I believe that was a Saturday. I think it was Monday morning. We met again. Here's the second thing I didn't know. I didn't know that when God performs miracles just like this, that crazy stuff happens that's unexplainable. And what happened is the morning that I was there, he gets a phone call from 100 miles south of this store location. He works 100 miles to the south through two different cities, and with rush hour, it's a really long drive. And he got a call that said, "Hey, our store manager just walked out, and we need someone that we can trust that's responsible with some experience to go rescue that store today. Would you mind going up there and filling in for so-and-so?" And he said, "I'll do it." When we met on Monday, he said, "Scott, you should know, I don't even live here." I said, "What do you mean you don't live here?" He goes, "I live in Pueblo, Colorado. I drove home that night, couldn't sleep, because I was wondering about meeting with you, and then I drove all the way back here to meet you because I didn't want to tell you that it was a long drive and have you think I was flaking out." So he drove all that way back to meet with me. We had a conversation. This guy became a senior executive marketing director, car qualified in 30 days. Help me welcome to the stage Claudio Moreno.
I didn't know you were going to hand me up
here. I didn't know either. Okay. So this is Mr. Claudio Moreno. And thank you for making him feel very welcomed. He's relatively new to the business as well. He's doing incredible things. In the last 6 months, he's built this unbelievable, he has some people here with him on his team, all the way from Colorado. This is his first convention. He's super excited. He's meeting all of you for the first time at a new convention, so thanks for helping him feel welcome. And he's figuring things out like the rest of us. I'm still figuring things out. Dr. Corey, Barb Pitcock, my wife, other Steve Blackburn, other amazing Michael Jude, and other great leaders in this room, we're all still figuring things out. We're still figuring it out. Bob Phillips, hey, how you doing over there? We're figuring stuff out together. We stay together, and nothing can get through that's evil. Nothing. You stay together and nothing evil's coming through the door. That's what conventions do for you. So here's a man that I have a tremendous amount of respect for. He's following the lead, which is we should all be doing that. And what you've done is extraordinary. Tell them the good news that just happened. What was the date?